This is Lauri Markkanen, and it's time for a Jazz Game Rewind.
Trae Young's 27-point performance and the Atlanta Hawks snapped a Utah Jazz 3-game winning streak at home. Utah struggled offensively tonight, hitting just 10 three-pointers off their 44 attempts, while Atlanta's 28 assists on 44 baskets gave them a 115-108 victory, their third in the last four road games. Welcome back to Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear. First-time All-Star Lauri Markkanen, who ended the night with 25 points and 10 rebounds, hit the first shot of the game, giving the Jazz a 2-0 lead. This would be the only lead Utah would have the entire game. The Hawks had a dominating first half, pulling ahead by 22 points, but in Jazz fashion, they chipped away at the deficit to the very end. Let's take you to the fourth quarter, where back-to-back Jordan Clarkson threes helped Utah rally on a 10-0 run, cutting Atlanta's lead to 106-101 with 3:17 left. Here is David Locke and Ron Boone.
The Jazz are down 15. They had it to 9. Markkanen, 3 from the right side, back rim no good. Lauri gets his own rebound, attacks the rack, left-hand scoop and a score. 22 for Lauri. Just 6 of 16 shooting tonight. Trae Young walks the dog. No good reason to do that when you're up by 13, other than you must think it looks cool. Now he just dribbles at the top. Obagi defending. They want the switch on Conley. Left corner Bogdanović. Cut off by Olynyk. Right side Hunter. Pull up 18-foot jump shot is good. Hunter's got 23. Nice player. Top 5 pick. Trae Young, Okongwu, these guys are loaded with top picks. Markkanen, left side three is good. Lowry's got 25. We have a whistle and a foul off the ball. The foul is on Okongwu, and the Jazz, Kelly Olynyk, will get a free throw for a 4-point play. Kelly makes the free throw. Jazz within 11, 5:25 to play. Trae Young, left side. High double stagger pick. Clarkson steps out on it. Young steps back for 3, misses. Jazz walk it up with 4:22 left, down 11. Alexander Walker throws a skip pass from the left side to the right corner, and it's stolen. And luckily, Clint Capella travels. Here's Conley. And he carried. My goodness. No defense contesting him at all. And he just carried the basketball, either because, I'm going to guess, if Mike Conley carries the ball, it's because he was supposed to throw a pass, and whoever was there wasn't there, or just Mike's been off all night. Numbers are good. He's got 18 points.
And this is
Trae Young shoots a 3 with a bunch of seconds on the shot clock. A misses. Obagi leaks out. Finds Olynyk. Top to Markkanen, down 11. Clarkson will take the 3 over Collins and hit. Boy, Trae Young has had, if we're just going to be critical tonight, Trae Young has had 2 possessions that Nate McMillan has got to be just beside himself about if you're leading by 10. Right corner, Collins. Good look, 3, missed it. Rebound, Markkanen. Jazz down 8, 3:24 to play. Clarkson right side, rise, fire, pow! A 10-0 run, and frankly, spurred on by an unconscionable possession by Trae Young. I mean, Rod, really? If we're going to talk about our guys being off, if you're Atlanta, you're up 12, and he walks up with 20 seconds on the shot clock and launches a 35-footer?
No, it's not thinking at all.
5-point game with 3:17 to play. Vivint's finally come to life. Jordan Clarkson's flaming on. And on a night where, frankly, the Jazz have been feckless and inefficient, they suddenly got a chance.
Young would then redeem himself by firing back a 3 to keep the Hawks in control. Jordan Clarkson becomes your player of the game as he was a consistent force, giving his team bursts of energy when they needed it the most. He scored 24 on the night.
Clarkson gets isolated, he wants Trae Young. He's got Trae Young, drives on Trae Young, to the rack, double clutches, finishes at the rim. Jazz on the run, Jordan pushing. Jordan driving with the right hand, gets to the rack, left hand, finish! Yeah, J.C. Here comes J.C. right down the middle of the lane. Braids flowing. Black headband. Looks at Markkanen. Squirrels in the lane. Gives to Abaji. Gets it back. Pump fakes the three. Goes between his legs. Left hand in and out dribble. Crosses back to his right. Steps through the traffic and finishes at the rim. Plus the foul. Buy one. Get one free. Jordan Clarkson had you on the dance floor and you had no idea where you were going.
Last night, Lauri Markkanen was selected as an All-Star for the first time. His family and teammates came out to support and celebrate this special moment. Here's what he had to say.
We obviously know the great players that were in the hunt, and when they announced Paul George, that was kind of a nerve-wracking moment. Then he's waiting for the next name, and like, who else is going to be there? And everything worked out. Going through the motions is all the experience in the past. You remember everything that you've kind of gone through in your journey, and everything happens for a reason. I think that was the biggest thing. Of course, happy when it happened, but then slowly started thinking like, oh, kind of had to go through that stuff to get here. It's everything. What we talked about, third time the charm, the home All-Star, and it happened in Chicago. I'm extremely happy to represent the Jazz.
The Jazz are back home Monday at 7 p.m. against the Dallas Mavericks and will conclude their five-game home stretch Wednesday night against the Minnesota Timberwolves. Be sure to grab your tickets at utahjazz.com. All-Star Weekend is upon us, and you don't want to miss out on watching Markkanen and your other favorite players here in Salt Lake. You can grab those tickets at nbaevents.com or on the app. Thank you for joining me on tonight's Jazz Game Rewind. I'm Kristen Spear. See you next time.